Command number 57. Learn of me. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Matthew 11:29. We continually find that the familiarity of certain of Jesus' words often obscures their astonishing meaning. Here, for example, many images of what it means to take upon oneself the Lord's yoke spring to mind, along with his oft-quoted words of comfort, "You shall find rest for your souls." But the command, "Learn of me," is usually overlooked as an intrinsic component of this passage. In truth, to take his yoke upon ourselves requires that we know him well enough to know what direction he is going. Again, we discover the perhaps surprising fact that discipleship requires mental work. How can we learn of him without reading, poring over the Gospels, listening to his parables, commands, teachings, insights, and observations, over and over until our hearts and minds are full of them? What does learning of him mean, if not imbuing our thoughts, attitudes, responses, perspective, and worldview with his way of seeing and responding to everything in life? This is precisely why we are reading, reflecting, and praying about his commands. We are attempting to obey this all-important command, "Learn of me." Some translations have it, "Learn from me," which may be the more accurate rendering of the Greek original. We learn from Jesus, to learn of him, to learn what manner of man he was. He is our master. Therefore, we listen to his words. We let them sink into the deep places within us. We ponder his parables and teachings. We pray over them. We absorb and digest them into our spiritual marrow. We allow them to nourish our souls and minds and hearts. We learn from him that we might learn of him, and thus know him as he truly is. The words, teachings, and commands of Jesus are our lifeline, our life's instruction manual. The writings of the other apostles are subordinate in every way to the red letters in the daily ordering of our steps as followers of Jesus. He said, "Learn from me, learn of me." One thing he did not say was, "Learn about me." Though the Bible is often used for that purpose, we are not trying to devise theologies about Christ and his work. We are trying to do what Jesus said. Therefore, theories and doctrines and speculations about that work must always subserve the high calling of obedience to the commands. A careful reading of the words of Peter, James, John, and Paul reveals that such was precisely the objective of their writings as well, pointing their hearers back toward the foundation stone of Jesus' own teachings and commands. The one use of the Bible is to make us look at Jesus, that through him we might know his Father and our Father, his God and our God. Till we know him, let us hold the Bible dear as the moon of our darkness, by which we travel towards the east, not dear as the sun, whence her light cometh, and towards which we haste, that walking in the sun himself, we may no more need the mirror that reflected his absent brightness. George MacDonald, Unspoken Sermons, Series 1, The Higher Faith. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Thomas Wingfold Curate, Chapter 19. Your business is to make yourself acquainted with that man. He will be to you nobody, save in revealing through knowledge of his inmost heart, the Father, to you. Take then your New Testament, as if you had never seen it before, and read to find out. Till then, this point remains. There was a man who said he knew him, that if you would give heed to him, you too should know him. The record left of him is indeed scanty, yet enough to disclose what manner of man he was, his principles, his ways of looking at things, his thoughts of his father and his brethren, and the relations between them, of man's business in life, his destiny, and his hopes. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to learn of him. Give me fresh insight to see myself in the Gospels among Jesus' hearers, watching him, listening to him, absorbing his words, observing his example, and thus both learning from him and learning of him. May Jesus be my example in all my ways, in thought and deed, in outlook and response. Imbue my being with the daily practicality of the red letters. Thus, Heavenly Father, by my true knowledge of Jesus, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.